Okay, I got a 6 o'clock mark. All
Yep.
right, everybody settle. You're good to go.
All right, welcome to the Town of Bolton Board of Selectmen meeting, accounts payable, Tuesday,
There we go.
December
Yeah.
16th, 2025, 6 p.m. at the Bolton Town Hall and on Zoom. I'd like to first call the meeting to order, and then I'd like to go to number two and ask for public comment. Is there any public commenters out there? I don't see him from here, but
Nope, there's
that's not
nobody here.
all right. Then we'll move on to number three. Consider an act on accounts payable. Is there a motion to accept the accounts payable?
I'll make a motion to accept the accounts payable in the amount of $508,580.79.
There
I
a
would second.
second? Matt,
Sadler seconds.
okay, Sattler seconds it. Is there any discussion? Gwen.
It's just about insurance. There's a lot of insurance bills this month. So there's a couple on page two and then a couple on page 15. So I just want to understand the difference between the one on page two is Kerma. There's a liability slash auto slash property policy. And then on page 15, this is a McNeil bill, and that's a commercial policy renewal. So, and I see then there's three other ones for McNeil, but that those are pretty clear: inland marine policy, umbrella, accident and health. So, Jim, would you be able to tell me the difference between that commercial policy?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So the ones on page two are those are the third installments for our property and liability and workers' comp, and that's under Kerma. The fire department equipment is under Smith Insurance, and that's what's on page 15.
McNeil?
McNeil, sorry,
Yeah. Okay.
McNeil.
Okay, so the commercial policy renewal, that's a fire department renewal. The 5,200 and
So the ones on page two are Kerma, and those are for the town.
what is Kerma? It's my hands.
Connecticut Interlocal Risk Management Agency. So it is a consortium that provides insurance really only for municipalities. And that is where most of our municipalities in the state are insured. And then the other one is the McNeil that is for fire department on page 15.
So this is for the town vehicles and the town work with top town property, et cetera.
Correct.
Okay.
The one up on page two.
And then so the McNeil, the 5,290, that's commercial policy renewal third installment. That's fire department.
Yep.
Jim, if we wanted to see the death pages, who houses those? Where are they located?
The policies?
Yeah.
Those are in the selectman's office.
Okay.
Okay, so the yeah, so these are I was just a little bit surprised by the size, like the Kerma, the first Kerma one, the liability auto property, that's in 11,283, and that's third installment. So that means that there are four installments at that rate.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, right? So the property and liability it covers all of our town buildings, including the schools, right? So
Okay.
you've got a lot of real estate that you're covering with this policy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, thank those are the only that's the only question I have. Thank you.
Is there any other questions?
Are they fire policies or liability?
The one for the fire department, the McNeil bill.
All of them.
So there's some bills there for workers' comp. There's some bills there for liability and auto, and property coverage, and there's some there for fire department vehicles.
Okay.
So that McNeil's not necessarily broken down into those
It is broken down somewhat.
somewhere, right? Okay.
Yeah, it's separated throughout the marine policy, the umbrella policy, and the accident and health policy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And
Yep.
So all four of those, Jim, are all fire
Those are all
department.
fire department related, yes.
Any other discussion? Bob, you're all set?
Not that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there, shall we have a vote now? All in favor?
Aye.
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 I'm
Aye.
going to assume that was everybody. I don't have you on my camera, but that's six
That would
yes.
be one of us. Yep. Yep.
And Mather is absent. So next on the agenda is consider an act on budget transfers, but did I not see any?
There are not seeing.
Is that a no? I didn't see any.
No, there is none.
Okay, thank you. So we'll move on to number five, approval of minutes from the December 2nd meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the December 2nd minutes.
Is there a
I'll
second?
second. I'll second that, Gwen.
Okay. Is there any discussion?
I just want to say, Casey did a fantastic job from Arizona.
Right.
She did a great job. There's a little minor typo in the beginning, which said Marilyn Manning. It should be Marilee.
She spelled
No
it
big
wrong.
deal.
Yeah.
No big deal.
No,
This.
we can make a correction. We can note that.
Okay. But she did a great job capturing all that information. I'm very impressed.
Yeah, Bob, she's been the clerk for as long as, well, for the last 2 years anyway, and she really consistently is very good.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, she's taken a new job.
Oh, she has?
She
Ooh.
resigned
She
this
resigned
afternoon.
today.
Oh,
So
no. I was
we
going to say,
we
isn't she here?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
that's too
we
bad.
have a new we'll have a new board work for you.
Oh, too bad. She was great.
It is too bad, but we're happy for her. You know, she's got a full-time job now doing something that she enjoys doing, and it'll be from home. So we expect her resignation in writing.
I have it.
Well, you can't
Yeah, I
you
just got
get
it this evening,
so
so it'll be neat.
unfortunately, we'll have to ask you to act on that at the next meeting, but it was an opportunity to let you know that unfortunately she did get a full-time job that she's really happy with, so she's moving on.
So, with that being said, is there all in favor of approving the minutes? Say aye.
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 Aye. That's
Aye.
six yes, one.
Heather abstains.
Who does?
Tim has to abstain. I was not
Oh,
present.
okay. So that's five yes, Tim abstains, and Mather's absent. So motion passes. Then we move on to number seven, an adjournment.
That's six.
Six.
Six, okay. It's not in front of me. All right, very good. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I motion we adjourn.
Is there a second?
Bryce Harrison seconds.
They're fighting over
Stop.
it.
We don't want to leave, man.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, aye. That's six yes and one
Excuse
absent.
December 30.
Well, thank you guys for all showing up. I apologize for making it such a short meeting.
9 minutes.
No,
No, I think we
No, I
actually
think
had
it's
one
still like
shorter.
Okay. All
didn't we have one
right.
with four?
We'll have to speed run one of them.
It was also an AP move. Thank you, Rodney, for joining us from the island.
Yes, you're welcome. All right.
Is it windy?
It wasn't bad today.
That's good.
Yesterday was nasty. And
Yeah.
hopefully tomorrow is not bad either. So,
Friday is the day you got worried about.
he'll be home
oh,
by then.
yeah, well, you might want to worry about
I
it
was informed
here
that you only have to worry about the winds that come from the east, because when the ferry goes over, it pulls into the port and if the winds are coming from the east, they can't turn around, so they can't dock. So I, they were saying, they were, so they were telling me the story of how one of them, a couple of them had to, they got here, they couldn't turn around, they had to go back. They,
oh my gosh.
So that's otherwise, I don't know if they care how much wind there is. So
yeah,
I do. It really bothers me, but that's okay. So, all right, everybody, have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you again. Yep.
Good night.
Good night.
Well, it was tough in the wintertime, man.